Welcome back to the Weather of the Mind podcast, episode 0002. What is culture? Alternate title, Seed and Soil. So it's good to be back with you guys. This is your host, Doug Krish, and really enjoyed getting a lot of positive feedback from the first episode. It's great hearing from you. Very encouraging, and I appreciate it. So thanks for writing, and your feedback is helpful. Keep it coming. You could find me over the email or through the website. And so today we're talking about culture, and it's a relationship all humans experience. This key relationship is really fundamental as we're talking about emotional health. And if we're talking about emotional health and culture, this is the key relationship. So I figure this is a really great place to get started. So first off, let me give you the definition of culture, and then I want to play a little meditative beat and have you think about culture for a few minutes. Think about how culture affects you, what are the layers of culture you experience every day. So culture, by definition, from Merriam-Webster, since 1828, culture is the customary beliefs, the social forms, and material traits of a racial, religious, or social group. Okay, so that's the first definition they give. So give that a little ponder, and we'll be back in a moment. Okay, let's jump back in with some story time. So it was about 2011, and I was living in Rochester, New York, and I got a great job working at a farm, and the job was to help manage the greenhouses. Now, they had two, I guess, 50-yard greenhouses that are about, you've seen a greenhouse, a little half circle room that goes on and is about 15 to 20 yards wide. So this greenhouse, what our task was to raise from seed about 10 to 15,000 baby tomato and pepper plants. So we focused on heirloom tomatoes. We had 70 varieties and probably 30 varieties of peppers. But these heirloom varieties of tomatoes had the most amazing names. San Marzano, Mortgage Lifter, Cherokee Purple, Black from Tula. Actually, that I got some notes here on that. Mortgage Lifter. Mortgage Lifter was... Where is that? Mortgage Lifter was created by, here we go, M.C. Biles of Logan, West Virginia, according to legend, Mortgage Lifter. He created this unorthodox technique for crossing and created this huge tomato. And the tomato was so popular, so successful, he would sell seedlings of this tomato, and he paid off his mortgage. So there you have it. Next year, check out the heirloom tomato Mortgage Lifter. M.C. Biles from Logan, West Virginia. So we would have all these different varieties of seeds. And you know what the thing is? Most of the seeds are presumed to be very healthy. You're not worrying about seed. You buy good quality seeds and you know that 95-100% are going to be very, you know, work out just fine for you. So the key is, if you're a farmer starting with seedlings, how do you create really healthy soils? So this was our goal, and this is what we worked on. And his formula was largely created, but we'd still tweak it a little bit. But a lot of my time was spent mixing soils. So we'd bring in some soil, and we had compost and some peat and some blood meal. And you would mix, I'd have this big, big plastic tub, which we'd put all these ingredients in, and I'd get in there with a shovel, and I'd just turn it over. It was great, really a great workout, just shoveling and turning the soil, mixing soil. So I'd mix these soils, try to make these really healthy soils, and then we'd put them into our seed trays, and we'd plant the seeds, one or two in each of these small little soil cups, and we put them in the incubator. And the incubator gave them really nice humidity and a really nice temperature. So these guys were kind of spoiled for their first few days of germination. And then once they germinated, that means they went from seed to a little plant. We take these little plant sprouts, these trays of plant sprouts, and we bring them back out into the greenhouse. And the greenhouse would be heated, and it would, we'd have it at like 70, 75 degrees. So it's a really amazing setting because you're in upstate New York, and it could be breezy, cold, ice, rain, snow in late March. And you drive through this mess to this farm, and you get out of your car, and it's just kind of nasty out. Then you duck into this greenhouse, and there's 10,000... at this point, even more, 15, 20,000 little baby plants. And it's your job to keep an eye on them, make sure they get enough water, make sure the temperature is nice. But some days in there, you're in this translucent tube, and it's snowing outside, and it just, you're like in a little snow globe, but the inverse, because the outside's snowing, and the inside is warm and cozy. Having the hours and hours and hours that spring into early summer of just making soils and planting seeds, making soils, planting seeds, making soils, planting seeds, making soils, planting seeds. This was the meditation of this job. And naturally, I started thinking about what I often think about is the humans. Human mind, especially humans and our emotional selves. Because like each one of us is like a little seed, right? And this little seed is planted somewhere. And we're planted in the soils, the culture. And in these soils, this culture, we grow. And we grow a lot during those first few months, those first few years, those first few decades. But we still grow. I often say, keep growing, keep learning. That's one of my mantras, and that's really important. So we think about growth. We think about how this seed, this human, can grow to be a healthy human. What challenges does it need? What water, food, light? Now I'm mixing my metaphors. That's the beauty of it, though. So we're thinking about this human as a little seed and the soil as the culture. This is the main idea I want us to think about today. Culture is very layered, very complex. A lot of times it seems people are thinking, oh, my life's, I'm not happy with it. This American culture is a horrible place. This American culture is nasty. Oh, I live in Russia. I don't like Russian culture. Oh, man, I live in Guatemala. The culture here is, I don't like the culture here. So we have this layer, this identity of national culture. But that's only one thing. And as I'll often do in this show, I'll encourage you to look more locally. What is the culture of your neighborhood, your street? What's the culture of your workplace? What's the culture of your household, your family? Arguably the most important culture for raising healthy little plants, healthy little kids. So we start thinking about culture. I want you to start thinking about all the layers of culture. There's even the culture of the romantic relationship. And I wonder, in this society where we spend so much time in our own little worlds, could there even be the culture of one? I know that seems counterintuitive and against the idea of culture, but, you know, we have our habits and our rituals, even on the individual level. I live by myself. What do I want to cook? How do I want to eat? When do I want to sing? When do I want to spend time for stepping back and having some calm thoughts? Like, these are the ingredients. These are the soils of my days, the soils of our weeks, the soils of our months. So this notion of seed and soil is really something interesting to play with. Now, I have one more food for thought, and it's a little sample about soil. So let's take a little peek at what our friend has to say. Let's take a little listen to this sample.
Soil is the foundation of all life on Earth. Without it, we couldn't grow the food we need to live. But it's at risk from many different threats. Soil is the surface covering the Earth's crust, and as such, has five layers: organic matter, topsoil, subsoil, parent rock, and bedrock. Soil consists of 5% organic matter, 45% mineral matter, and 25% each of air and water. A spoonful of healthy soil may contain 1 billion bacteria and other organisms.
Oh, a spoonful of soil contains 1 billion bacterium, 1 billion bacterium, 1 billion. A spoonful of soil contains 1 billion bacterium. See how complex and infinite soil is? Is it possible that culture is equally complex? So if we start thinking about the complex soils of our lives, our culture, if we can think about what layers are more malleable, more changeable, more alive than other layers, perhaps we can focus on the layers that are more malleable, more changeable, and we can start to change them. And see, hey, how is this affecting me? How is this affecting my children, my family, my spouse? The culture of the workplace, the culture of our schools. Well, that's a topic, a huge topic, right? That's where our kids are being raised. What's the culture of a nursery school? A nursery school should be like stepping into that greenhouse. How are we raising healthy children? What are we teaching them? So, I think we've covered a lot of good territory, giving you some good food for thought. I love the idea of taking one of these podcasts for a walk. So if you're sitting at your desk now and you can take a break, take a little stroll. Look around. Think about culture. Think about seeds and soils. Think about the complexity of soils. Think about the complexity of culture. Well, it's been a pleasure spending time with you guys. Keep learning. Keep growing. Keep positive. Trust the process. All right. Peace. Have a good week. Bye-bye.